Welcome to Uncover Wealth Radio, episode 124. This is All Things Money, and it is an interview where Sangha Cree interviewed me. So I hope you enjoy it. Let's dive in. Hello, everyone. Thank you for hopping over from Sangha's Live a minute ago. My name is Annette Ferguson, and thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate it. I'm going to just keep open Messenger Sangha in the background so that I can see if you are trying to ask me or say anything. I am going live on my phone, so I now have Messenger in the background, Sangha, so that I can... That I can do that. And I'm also going to bring up the group in my screen behind. So again, I can check any comments that you guys have. Sometimes it's a lot easier for me to see them on a separate screen to the one I'm speaking on. So I hope that everyone is well. I hope you are doing okay here. I cannot see anyone arrived to watching yet, but maybe it's just a funny lag. Maybe Facebook Live is just playing funny things with us today. If you are watching on live, do give me a hello in the comments. Let me know that you are here. I would love to know what your business does. So let me know in the comments what your business does so I can tailor what I speak about as well today for you. So please, please do give me a hello in the comments. Sangha Simon, good to go. I can see some people hopping on now. So thank you so much for everyone who's joining me. Do let me know in the comments what your business does, because that's going to be really useful for me in tailoring this session to understand what you guys do, so that I can support you the best. Now, if you have, sorry, I'm just jigging my tripod a little bit. If you have any questions, please, please do ask me. I'm happy to be asked any questions as we go along. So what I spoke to Sangha about covering today is, first off, looking at, okay, what is available for businesses at this current point in time? What does that look like? And then also, you know, what should we be considering as business owners just now? What should we be focusing on when it comes to our business finances and those kinds of things? So I hope that's all right for all you guys. So those of you that are hopping on, thank you for joining me so much. Please, please do let me know what your business is in the comments, because then I can tailor what I'm covering for you guys. I want to be as relevant as I can be and make sure I understand exactly what your business is and sort of what stage your business is as well. That would be incredibly helpful for me if you can let me know in the comments. So for those of you that don't know me, my name is Annette Ferguson. I'm CEO of Annette & Co, UK-based accounting firm. I'm an income strategist, profit mentor, chartered accountant, and I am a profit first professional. And at the moment, of course, I'm speaking to a lot of people around what can they claim just now? What does that mean for their business? So I want to first start off by speaking about, I'll kind of cover the two sides separately. So when I'm thinking about this, I think about, okay, what is available for the business and what is available for the business owner as an individual person. So when we're speaking about what is available for the business, there are only actual grants. So by a grant, I mean something that you are paid and is not repayable if your business has premises. If your business is operating out of premises, I don't know if that's applicable to anyone here, but if they are, if you are, then there are some grants available. There is a £10,000 grant for businesses that are in receipt of small business rates relief, and there is a £25,000 grant for businesses in retail, hospitality, which is available if you have a rateable value between £15,000 and £50,000. Those two are grants available. You also will be able to claim a 12-month business rate holiday as well for the next 12 months if you have premises. If you do not have premises, there are no out-and-out grants available for the business themselves. For those of you that are joining, I'm kind of splitting this into two. I'm saying, okay, what's available for the business itself, and then what's available for the business owner themselves, okay? I'm kind of splitting that into two things. And for those of you that are joining, please, please do let me know what you do in the comments. I would love to know. I cannot see anybody commenting, but maybe that is a throwback from when Sangha just went live a minute ago and she also couldn't see anybody commenting. So I'm hoping that we're not missing comments, because I want to be able to help you guys as much as possible. So Sangha, if you can let me know in Messenger actually whether people are commenting and I'm just not seeing them, or what's happening with that, that would be really helpful. But if you can let me know in the comments what your business does, that would be good. So in terms of pure grants, so things that you are able to claim that you are not then able, you don't then have to pay back, it's just for premises. Now, what there is as well for the business itself is a what's called a COVID business interruption loan scheme. Okay, that is a loan for the business, and you can claim this if you are self-employed or if you are an employee. And these are loans available to businesses. The minimum term is about 3 months, and then they can go up to, I believe it's 6 years, and the loan amount is up to 5 million, of course, depending on business's turnover. Now, the good news with the loan scheme is that they have just recently dropped the director's guarantee, so that is not required anymore. Senga is saying she has just commented, can I see your comment? No, I cannot see your comment. Oh, that's going to be really frustrating. I cannot see your comment, Senga, so I'm not sure. That's a pain. It looks like I'm not seeing comments. It looks like comments are not coming up. I've got it on my phone and on my laptop, and I'm not seeing them in either place. So anything that I cover today, if you have questions on, please do ask me in the group and I will happily come back and answer those. But it seems like I might not be able to see comments at the moment, which is a real, real pain. So the business interruption loan, like I mentioned, that is available if you are a sole trader or a limited company that does no longer have a director's guarantee on it. And that is applicable at a banking level. So you need to approach either your own bank or an alternative bank and apply for the loan directly. I do know a few people that are now managing to get through the stages of that loan application. I don't know anyone that's been physically paid out yet, but I do know people that are progressing through those applications. And so they are moving forward and they're getting very positive noises back at the moment from their banks. So that is one to consider. But the thing is, with the loan scheme, it's important to remember it is a loan and it is repayable. Now, the first 12 months, you don't have to pay any interest on the loan, but the capital is repayable. So that's one really important thing to remember. However, I do have a client who has managed to get a 6 month payment holiday. So the first 6 months, they won't have to pay anything. So, you know, I would highly advise you, if you're in a negotiating position, to be thinking about that as being an option as well. Okay. What is Senga sending me in message? Oh, wonderful. So Senga's saying she's asked people who are in my friend group to message me with any questions and I will relate. Oh, wonderful. So if you have questions as I'm going along, please send them in Messenger to Senga and she is going to relay the questions to me so that I'm able to answer those. Okay, that is wonderful. That's really, really helpful. Thank you, Senga. That's really great. So that is what is available on the actual business side for the actual business. There is also, for businesses that are VAT registered, you can delay your VAT payment, any VAT payment due from mid-March up to the end of June. That is delayable until the end of the year. Now, that is also really important to know that that's a delay. All it is a deferment of payment. It is not a cancelling of payment. So you will have to pay it at some point in time. That's really important to remember. You also are still during that time required to submit your returns. There is no, there's no kind of write-off of the submission of the return. It is still required to be submitted. It just isn't required to be paid. But remember, if you pay by direct debit, you're going to have to cancel the direct debit so that it doesn't automatically pay if you want to take part in this deferment, because the deferment is automatic. You don't have to apply for it. Okay, so it happens automatically with businesses that defer. An important thing to note as well is if you are on a current payment plan for VAT, so if you've had historic VAT debts and you've agreed a payment plan with HMRC, HMRC are saying that payment plans are not subject to this rule. So payment plans still technically need to be stuck to. But there's a big but here. What I would highly recommend if you're on a payment plan is calling HMRC and saying, look, I made this payment plan in good faith based on my expected level of revenue. And now I don't have that revenue anymore. It's not there. Therefore, can we delay this payment plan for a few months? See what they say. It's always worth asking, because one of the things that is also was also announced was more leniency on the time to pay scheme and time to pay arrangements with all taxes. So it's worth seeing if you can change the terms of a current already agreed payment plan. So when we look at the business owner, ourselves individually, there are two different sets of sort of rules that apply. One is for the self-employed and one is for the employed. Now, it's really important for me to stress right now what a self-employed person is. A self-employed person is someone who is a sole trader or is operating in a partnership. Someone who is self-employed is not a director of a limited company. Okay, so, and that goes, by the way, for all company law and HMRC law. So if somebody says they are self-employed, they are therefore a sole trader or in a partnership. They are not a director of a limited company. That is a director of a limited company or an employee if you're running PAYE through that company. Okay, it's really, really important distinction that many, many people get confused about. I even saw Martin Lewis get confused about it in a post that he did the other day where he said self-employed company directors. That is not something that exists in company law at all. You are either self-employed or you are a company director, unless you're running two businesses, in which case you might be both, but you're never both at the same time in the same business. Okay, so if you are self-employed, you are a sole trader or you are in a partnership. You declare your earnings, etc., etc., through solely through a personal tax return to HMRC. If you are a limited company director, you have the requirement to submit annual accounts, corporation tax return to HMRC, and you would also submit a personal tax return for what you take out of the business. So there's really, really important distinction in this in the law around that. Thank you for the hearts. I can see some hearts coming through, which is great. I can also see some questions from Senga as well. She's just telling me what people do. Coaches, therapists, creative, photographers, florists, cleaning business. Okay, wonderful. That's great to know. Thank you, Senga. That really helps me. So in terms of if you are self-employed, okay, so you are a sole trader or you're in a partnership, you are entitled to 80% of the average of the last 3 years trading profits or split monthly as a taxable grant. Okay, there's a few words in there that we need to be really clear on. So it's trading profits. Okay, it's 80% of trading profit, not of income. Okay, this is the profits that you declared on your personal tax return over the last 3 years. You know that number that you tried really hard to get low so you would have to pay less tax on? Yeah, that number, unfortunately. So trading profits. Now, trading profits is not the same as bottom line profit, okay? So it's a slightly different number. Trading profits is the number that you declared as your profit, and then you have to add back in any finance charges and any capital allowances that you might have claimed through that return. Okay, so it's a slightly different number to the actual bottom line that the tax number is calculated on. That's important to remember as well. The other thing is that it is a taxable grant. Okay, so it's a grant, which means it's not repayable, but it is taxable. So we expect to have a section in the personal tax returns next year, which then have this as part of the income. So it's a taxable grant. Okay, it's also important to note that there is a cap on it. There's a cap both in terms of profits, so they can't be above £50,000. There's also a cap on the total amount that you can receive, which is £2,500 a month. And there is also a caveat that your profits must have to have reduced as a result of coronavirus. This is something that was not announced in the announcement that Rishi made, but is in the fine print when we look at the detail. So again, it's something important to remember when you're going to claim this. So this can be claimed and backdated to March. And the unfortunate thing is that it's unlikely that payments will come until June time. So there's going to be this period of time that's going to be very, very problematic for a lot of people because payments will not be made till June. Now, you do not need to contact HMRC or anything like this to claim it. What will happen is they will contact you if you are entitled to it. To be entitled, you also have to incidentally have submitted a tax return for the year to April 19. If you were due to submit one and are late and have not yet filed it, you have about 3 weeks 2 weeks now to get that in. It was 2 weeks from 4 weeks from when it was announced. You have about 3 weeks left on that to get that in. So you have to have an April 19 tax return in, which shows that revenues, that profit as well. Now they're taking the average of the last 3 years. If you've worked for less than 3 years, then they will just take what they have and average that. Okay. That's important to note. As I say, unfortunately, not payable until June, but it will be backdatable. Now, that is what you're entitled to as self-employed. If you are a director of a limited company, the news is, for most of us, much worse, because what you are entitled to claim is you are entitled to furlough yourself, this term that no one had really heard of very much. A few weeks ago, it's actually a clause that's come over from the States. It is a clause that is very common in US employment contracts, but of course is not found in UK employment contracts. But it is a term that we've kind of taken over here now and adopted fully into our vocabulary. And what furlough means is it basically means that you have a leave of absence, that you are essentially, you know, all other things being equal, would have been made redundant. So if you are a sole director of your own limited company, you can furlough yourself. That has been confirmed. You can furlough yourself and still perform your legal duties that are required as the director in company law. So things like company's house filing, signing off payroll, those kinds of things you are still allowed to do, but you are not allowed to do any other work other than those legally required under company law. So if you are doing any other work in your business, you cannot furlough yourself. Okay, that is against the rules. To be furloughed as an employee, you are not allowed to do work. Now, if you are in the position where you cannot do any work, and in all honesty, I expect the number of limited company directors to be incredibly rare that happens to, because people are still going to be checking emails, you know, doing tweaks to their website, writing content, posting on social media. I expect that people will all already be, you know, still be wanting to do that, keeping in contact with your clients, all those kinds of things. That will all count as work. Okay. So that means that if you're doing any of those types of things, you cannot furlough yourself, which means you cannot claim any loss of personal income from this situation, because you cannot claim under the furlough rules. Oh my goodness, tongue twister. So if you are in the situation where you actually are not going to do anything at all in your business other than statutory requirements, you can furlough yourself and claim up to 80% of your salary. For most people, that is about £500-£550 a month, because you've probably been paying yourself a mixture of a low salary and a higher dividend to maximize your tax position, which at the time was, of course, the absolutely right thing to do. However, now probably feels like it maybe wasn't. And I completely get that. I completely understand. It makes it incredibly challenging. So that's kind of where we are with what it looks like, what you can claim. If you have any questions on this, please, please do either send Senga a message if you can, or I will come back into the... I'm hoping that maybe comments will be shown later, when I come back in, you know, if we watch the replay, the comments might be there, or, you know, put a post in the group and tag me, just get my attention somehow so that I can come back and answer any questions that you might have on those. I've had a lot of, this is my situation, what can I claim? Am I entitled to anything type questions? I'm more than happy to answer those. So that kind of covers what you can claim, but I want to speak now about what you might actually want to do because of this, because you have two choices really with your business at the moment. You can either completely hibernate it and shut it down and just, you know, kind of hibernate it altogether. Now, you might want to choose that if you're, you know, I know that people, you know, some people say, oh, at the moment I've got so much free time, I can learn a language and take up knitting. And for me, I have no free time. I have two kids at home. I'm still running a business. I have no free time at all. But if you want to actually, you know, take this time to hibernate the business, take care of other things, whether that be children at home, your own mental health, your own physical health, those of your family and friends around you, that's completely fine. You know, there's no judgment there, but that would be you kind of hibernating the business down and sort of putting it to sleep for a few months. And you might be able to do that. There will be others of you who say, you know what, I'm going to use this time to produce content, catch up on marketing stuff, retweet my website, all those other things. Either way, the choice is yours, but think strategically about what you want out the other end of this. Where do you want to get to once this is over? Because it will be over at some point. And so it's really worth thinking about, okay, what do we want the end to look like? Where do I want to be my business to be there? What type of business do I want to be running after this point in time? Okay, it's really good to use any time that you might have during this time to think about those things and potentially prep and prepare for them as well. Okay, that's what I'm highly urging people to do. I'm also urging people to make sure that there are no money leaks in their business. Make sure there is no money that is going out that doesn't have to be, particularly at this time where businesses potentially have changed a lot over the last few months. And it's a good time to reassess the spending, make sure it's where it needs to be for the next few months, however long this might last, to see you through. Tightening belts a little bit to make sure that any cash reserves you have in the business are being put to good use if you are unable to generate revenue, or if revenue generation is going to be less for you. That is particularly important. So really understanding that. I hope this is making sense to you. I hope that this, Please, please do. If you can message Sangha with any questions, please do that. As I say, I will come back and look at questions later as well. If we can get the comments working, or if you tag me in the group in questions, then I'm happy to answer those as well. It looks to me like Sangha might be typing at the moment. We've got those funny little dots thing happening in Messenger. So I'm going to take a drink of my tea while she types. I also want to say that I think at this point in time, it is a good time to be thinking about what we can do to generate revenue. You know, entrepreneurs are scrappy. We hustle. We get, not that I particularly like that word, but we get stuff done, and, you know, we've built our businesses from scratch and we're used to fending for ourselves. And so at this point in time, continuing that type of thought, continuing that type of behavior is a good thing. It's great to still be doing all that stuff. Let's see, what is Sangha saying? Yeah, many people are still selling well and growing this month. Awesome. That feeds into exactly what I just said. Pretty much, you know, we can make tweaks to our businesses. We can pivot things to move stuff online. For example, I attend a ballet class on a Tuesday night. An adult ballet class, and they have a full children's program as well. It's a lovely local dance school. And she, over a weekend, basically switched her entire dance school to completely online live classes. So everyone has their computer and their Zoom set up, including the teacher, and she's teaching online live classes. Now, is it as good as going to the real thing? No. But is everyone super happy that they can still do a bit of what they did in class? Absolutely. You know, where can you think to tweak things? I also know an ice cream shop that is looking at how can they actually start delivering direct to consumer, because they have to close their ice cream shop. So how can they actually put stuff in the post and send it out to people? Okay, so, you know, thinking a little bit more strategically, both about the long term of your business and about what you can do now in order to get your business to where you want to be, in order to, you know, position it all in the way that you want, can be incredibly important to do just now as well. So yeah, thinking about that, thinking about tweaking messaging, perhaps. I don't recommend people drop down prices at the moment. I don't think that's necessarily a great strategy to employ. But, you know, there are always exceptions to the rule, but don't assume you're the exception to the rule on that. I can see Sangha is typing again, so I'm just going to see if we've got any more questions that are coming through on this as well. I hope this is useful to you guys. Like I said, I will come back and find as many questions as I possibly can. How flexible is furlough? What if they went into administration? So that's a great, great question, Sangha. And there is actually some information that I have. Now, let me just Let me just check it because I think I just want to make sure I'm giving you the right information because I read about this yesterday, but I just want to make sure that I get the right answer. Okay, so if the business goes into administration, then it would be up to the administrator to decide who's in furlough, who's in redundancy, all that kind of thing. So if your business goes into administration, the running of it is taken out of your hands. The administrator does all that. That's from Shona. Okay. The administrator would deal with all that. So that is out, that then becomes out with your hands. It's up to the administrator to either keep the business running or to completely close it down at that point in time. So, yeah, that's taken away from you as any decision. If your business goes into administration, you no longer have any decisions in your business at all. How flexible is furloughing? Do you mean can you come in and out of furlough? I'm not sure if you mean can you be in furlough and out of furlough. That is up for debate at the moment as to whether you can furlough yourself for 1 month, come back out for another month, furlough yourself for another month. There's a little bit of debate around that because the system hasn't opened yet and doesn't open until April for furlough, mid-April. We're not quite sure if you can toggle people in and out. We know that the minimum period for furlough is 3 weeks, but whether you could furlough for 3 weeks and then come out for 3 weeks and then go back in for 3 weeks and back out for 3 weeks, we don't know the answer to that at the moment. That's very, very gray, that area. In terms of, if you mean how flexible is it in terms of are you able to still work, then technically no. Technically, you're not still able to work if you are furloughed. We expect there will be some declaration that needs to be made to that that says that, that you're says that you're, you know, not working and you're furloughed. Again, we're not sure exactly what that looks like. HMRC have said they reserve the right of audit on that indefinitely. So something to bear in mind as well. So I hope that's answered your question, Shona. If it hasn't, please give me some follow-up. Sanga saying that's what she meant. Okay, great. If there's any kind of follow-on from that, please do let me know, and I will get back to you on that as well. Okay, good. Sangha, do we have any other questions that are coming in? Is there anything else that anybody is wondering at the moment? Like I say, if you've been unable to get us a question over, please do tag me, you know, post in the group, let me know because I will come back and go through all those. I don't want anyone missing out because we've had crazy Zoom issues and Facebook Live issues and no comments being shown or anything like that. So please do let me know. If there isn't anything else, I'm going to hop off now. I massively appreciate your time. I massively appreciate for you tuning in. Thank you so much, Sangha, for inviting me in. Just one more. She's saying, okay, no problem at all. Thank you for Sangha for inviting me in. I massively appreciate coming to speak to you guys. And like I say, if there's any questions, you know where I am. I will just wait for Sangha's question that she's just typing through. Okay, so Sangha is saying cleaning services. We can't work at present, but are thinking about hints and tips for folk. Have enlisted a website blogger, and also for the end of the virus, looking to speak to our website guide to tweak our website to advertise detox cleans. Nice. Perhaps starting with commercial properties, as most will have multiple staff and possibly domestic. Nice. Yeah, great idea. Great idea. Absolutely. And if you're doing that kind of work and you're a limited company, that means you're not furloughed. That means you're working on things to generate future revenue. So if you are limited, I don't know if you're a limited company or not. If you're a limited company, you're not furloughed in this instance. If you're working on that type of stuff, that's something to remember. But, you know, we hope that the future revenue you generate as a result will more than make up for the £500 a month you might get during a furlough period as well. Which is really important to remember. I can see that Sangha is still typing as well. Oh, it's not come up yet with the question. It's just loading now. So we'll see in a sec. I know it's an incredibly stressful time for everyone. It's an incredibly difficult time, and you know, we could have never imagined 3 months ago that we would be here discussing all this stuff and thinking about our business in a very different way than we might be already. So yeah, it's a crazy one. Do HMRC calculate 80%? Are you okay? I'm not sure exactly what you're meaning in relation to. So, if you're speaking about the employed stuff, then that's all going to be done by separate submissions. So that's all going to be submitted to HMRC, as it looks like a separate submission to your payroll submission. So you still run your payroll and still keep submitting your payroll. And it looks like there might be an additional submission to make by the sounds of things. If you are speaking about the self-employed side of things, then yes, it looks like HMRC will calculate that. That's what it appears to be. But again, the portal is not open, because what will happen is HMRC will contact you and then they're going to give you an application to go through and do this. But I suspect they will then take their numbers from the numbers they already have in terms of the submission. I suspect the declaration will be around, you're going to continue trading in the next year, you have had a loss in profits, those kinds of things. And yes, you want to apply for this. Yes, you meet the eligibility criteria. And then they will pay the 80% over. So that's both kind of sides of it. I think that's what. And incidentally, for if you're claiming 80% for any staff, that gets paid into the business's bank account and then would get paid to your staff from there. You're also allowed to top up any staff salary as well, should you wish to. And with the 80% claiming for staff or yourself as a director of a limited company, that also, you also get paid out the employer insurance contributions as well as pension contributions as well. So that's something to bear in mind too. Sangha saying thank you. No problem at all, Sangha. Thank you for having me. I really, really appreciate it. I'm going to fly off now. I think that's all the questions that we had coming in that we were able to see. As I say, I will come back and answer anything else that you guys might have. Thank you so much for joining me. I know your time is incredibly precious and I appreciate you spending some of it with me. I appreciate, Sangha, for having me in the group today. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. I know this is all a crazy time and I hope it is as good as it can be for you. And take care, everyone. I will speak to you soon. Bye. So I hope that you enjoyed this episode. If you do like what I share, please do come and subscribe to the podcast, perhaps even leave a review so that other people can find this podcast as well and benefit from everything that I am sharing. Also, if you enjoyed, I would love if you want to take a screenshot of this episode, share it out onto your social media platforms. If you do, please, please do tag me. I'm Annette_Fergs on both Twitter and Instagram. So if you tag me, I can come along, give you a follow, give you a like and some love over there as well. Until next time.